Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Hello. Welcome to Relationship Status. This is your host, C.L. Butler.
And your boy, Yusuf, in the building. And remember, you can catch us on all podcast platforms as well as RelationshipStatusPodcast.com. Join us on social media, R-E-L-S-T-A-T Podcast. C.
Tell me about it.
Man, how's the day going today?
Great. I only have great days.
Nothing less. Even when it's raining.
Yeah, I just don't work when it rains. Particularly like the rain, but it's cool. Like to be at the house.
It's just like somebody
inside, just inside.
All right, somebody, we have somebody inside with us.
I don't know where we're going with that.
Miss Eddie Griffin is joining us again. She's in the house.
There's a lot of people in this building.
Yeah. She's in the house.
Okay. She's in the house. She's back.
Hi.
Back.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are y'all? I'm good.
I'm great. How's everything been with you?
It's been.
Wow, what happened? You need us to talk you out of something?
Huh?
You need us to talk you out of something?
Oh, no, no. Okay. No, I've been working like crazy, and yesterday,
okay,
I got hammered. That's it.
I got hammered, like as in spirits?
I got beat up for the last 12 days.
With work, yeah.
Okay. And then yesterday I saw my family, and we got hammered.
With spirits.
Okay. And after you were hammered, what'd you figure out?
I needed to shower and go to bed.
Okay.
I needed to shower.
Okay.
I need to go to sleep.
Okay. So you mentioned showers. Mm-hmm. Type of thing. I'm gonna ask you about here. Mm-hmm. Significant other mm-hmm. takes a shower.
Right.
You come in and he's putting all in his belly button. How do you feel about that? Well, men all in their navels or belly buttons.
I mean, if it's dry.
I'm just asking how you feel. I want to know how you feel.
I would wonder why, because they say the navel is like the opening for a lot of things. You know what I mean?
So women put all in there.
Yeah, like they put like certain oils, oils for like healing and all that in their belly buttons.
See, yourself is not cultured like myself.
You can clearly see he's surprised by this level of conversation. Essential oils and certain type of tinctures
in there like too for healing. And
yes. So if he was doing that, would that be appropriate?
I would wonder what was going on. I wouldn't get like freaked out.
Okay, but what would be a question you ask? What's going on? Maybe he just wants to feel good.
Well, if your belly button makes you feel great, sir, just continue oiling your belly button.
Just continue.
Just don't oil.
You wouldn't feel.
I would say something every time you did it though. I'd be like, you doing it again?
Okay, now why? I thought it was a safe space for
it's
your partner.
It's a safe space, but for your partner. Like,
but
why can't
he put all in his navel?
Yeah.
What's going on with the belly button?
I don't know what's going on. I'm just asking. Why can't he put all in his navel? Y'all want men to be these open people.
Yeah.
You want to say he's honest and he wants to be in touch with his feminine side and his sexuality.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if that's feminine or not.
He can't put all in his navel?
He can. I mean, I'm not saying he can't. Like, he can absolutely.
But you're clearly going to be bothered.
I'm not going to be bothered.
No, you're not
going to
be upset. You're going to look at him and question him all in his navel.
I'm just going to want to know, like, is it ashy? Or do you just, like, derive pleasure from the greasy?
So is he like, is it like sticking his finger in the navel? Or is it just.
How is he dropping the oil in there? Or is he like.
You have to have a big navel for that, right? That's wild.
Right. Is he like dropping oil drops in it?
That's crazy. That's crazy. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Is he like
slow
dripping it?
I don't
slow dripping it. Don't
I don't know, but I don't feel like you made it safe for him. If he was talking to me, I'd be like, she didn't make you feel safe.
Come on, love, oil that belly button.
Okay,
oil it up.
Would you help him oil it?
I'm not touching it though. I don't know. I'll
feel. But women do it.
I wouldn't want nobody to touch my.
Okay, so so you're saying this is personal space?
Yeah, though. Like I don't, excuse don't, me. Don't touch my belly button. You tried to attack me.
No, I didn't. Wow. So this would be a thing for you.
I wouldn't mind. I'd just be like,
would you tell your associates or girlfriends?
Oh no, you don't tell stuff like that.
Mm-mm. Not even to your bestest friend.
No, because then they bring it up and now I gotta hit you, girl.
Okay.
That's why your boyfriend be oiling his belly button.
Yeah.
Yo. Belly button oil having boyfriend.
Okay.
And I'm gonna get mad like, girl, mind your business. Ashy belly button. Yeah,
just cause your guy's belly button is ashy.
That's why it's crusty and dry, girl. Yeah. Don't do that.
Okay, but y'all like these deep brothers and incense and
incense. I'm proud of the shea butter community.
She's part of the shea butter community.
You're a full time part time.
She didn't know it was a community until I told her.
I didn't know it was a community.
Is it part time or full time?
This is full time.
So you be like grounding your feet and.
We got crystals throughout the house.
Being like Amy's 22 cent, you got like.
Crystals in the bra?
Crystals
in the bra. I don't got
bra.
Crystals in the bra, but I got them. They had my pocketbook.
In your car.
They're my car.
Franken merch, what is it?
Frankincense.
Said Franken.
You know what they gave Jesus?
Frankincense and myrrh.
They dropped Jesus off a little bit of perfume.
Okay, Florida water. So you get Florida water too.
You know what, yo? I still got that box
from that girl from
and Ayana? Florida
Elena.
The clairvoyant. Oh,
nah, I threw that stuff in the garbage.
Whatever man. She was. Yeah. I still got the.
She didn't even tell us nothing about the pandemic.
She was on the show.
She skipped COVID.
This is before COVID, but she ain't but told she kept, us she was seeing all this other stuff.
Yeah, she.
But
she
ain't on COVID.
No, she seen no COVID.
Man, we got to run that episode back because that was the first episode of the first two episodes of 2020.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the first two episodes of 2020.
Oh, I'm going back.
Yeah, I don't know.
First two episodes. I'm gonna put the link to it in the description.
Yeah, but she gave us like some rocks and stuff.
Yeah, she gave us crystals.
She gave us like a little box of something. Yes, sand. I don't
crystals, know, sage. Yeah. A thing of Florida water, some little index cards with sayings on it. Like, all that.
Yeah, I'm
stuff.
Not. I'm not into stuff. Receiving things from people though.
You're like not.
The whole here's a rock and here's a crystal. Here's a no, ma'am.
But you'll
no,
go to store and buy it.
No, ma'am. I have like one source that I get my stuff from, and that's it.
Mm, but you do buy it.
Yeah, but just like somebody's randomly handing it to me.
She was coming on the show, but she was giving
yeah, she's
a part
bringing
of what
us
she.
Yeah, she's bringing
she
us gifts.
Have y'all used them?
I threw mine in the garbage. I don't believe in that witchcraft. I got rid of all that stuff at the gas station.
Like, you didn't go through and sage the house?
Not saging no house. I don't even have air freshener at my house, so I don't even know what y'all talking about. You know who's an air freshener connoisseur?
Be Easy.
Be Easy.
Yo.
What's wrong with air freshener?
This man y'all kind of like scentsy. Nah, this right here set the room. I'm like, what?
It does.
What you talking about?
It gives a feel.
Nah. You got a gun and spraying air freshener. Like, what are we doing?
It's not mixed messages.
That's mixed. Like, what's going on? I'm uncomfortable.
A peaceful but safe place.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It's gonna smell good if I gotta get the shooting in here.
It takes the gunpowder smell out.
Okay. I don't know.
God.
It's just a unique balance that people have.
Guns and incense.
Yeah. That's a thing. I can see it. I can see how they go together. Yeah, but I didn't judge him. I just kept moving. I just like, well, maybe that's his thing.
Oh gosh, that was funny. I'm sorry.
But he did explain, you know. He did explain why he likes certain scents.
Why he likes certain scents?
Yes.
So, he went into it.
I had to ask. I'm gonna ask her. I'm like, hey, what are we doing here? That's not mace or nothing. That's just regular.
Yeah.
Just
regular.
He's way beyond like black ice.
Oh, he went past it.
Yeah, you don't even know what black ice is. Look at him, he's uncultured, so.
I am uncultured. Black I don't
ice.
Do that. I
black
don't.
Ice is air freshener. Mm-hmm.
The one that the tree that hang in the
yeah, black ice in the window. Is a classic. Mm-hmm.
That's a strong scent.
Yes, I bought one by mistake once. I was like, did ooh, it? Black ice. Yeah. And got in the car and was like, it smells like a man.
Yeah, yeah, it smells like
it smells like cologne.
It's very strong.
Yeah, yes. it really see, it stays know. In your clothes.
You didn't know because I had to tell you. What
you
it
had
was.
To tell me what the thing was, but I've seen the black ice ones and I've smelled them before.
But you wasn't aware of what they are.
No, not what you saying black ice. I thought you were still talking about air freshener for the house.
It's auto air freshener.
I didn't hear the word auto.
I didn't say auto. I just said black ice.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Afro-Latino, too, so. He is. He's Afro-Latino. Afro-Panamanian? What are you?
Panamanian?
No, what's the thing Dr. Umar says? Pan-African.
Pan-African.
He Pan-African.
You will not.
He's a real Pan-African.
What you will not do is pick on me because.
Pan-African.
You will not pick on me because Neek not here.
Yeah, Pan-African. Yeah, so you didn't even know he was Pan-African, did you? It's a lot of stuff you don't know. I'm just here sharing light so people will know.
I'm going to let you live today.
I'm just saying. I'm gonna let you live. You're not Pan-African?
Pan-African? I'm Panamanian, Trinidadian.
He's Pan-African.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's Pan-African.
How do you mix them both together?
My mom is from Trinidad and my dad is from Panama.
But can you put them all? Can you mix the Trinidadian and the Panamanian? Like
Trinidad
Trinamanian.
Huh?
Trinamanian.
Trinamanian. Pan-Trinamanian.
No, it's not Pan Trinamanian.
You are Pan. You are Pan. It's okay.
I got it.
She didn't call you pansexual.
It's tattooed on one of my arms.
Mm-hmm. Pan American?
No.
What?
Trinamanian.
Trinamanian. Yeah. Is that what that says
wait,
on your
it
arm?
It says Trinamanian.
Yeah.
I just thought you spelt it wrong. I didn't even say nothing. No, I've seen it many times. I thought it was just spelt wrong.
I thought I just couldn't spell.
Yeah, no, I thought it was spelt wrong. I didn't know that's what it said.
It's the island of Trinidad with the Panamanian flag inside of it, and it says Trinamanian.
I was like,
who
I can't
told you
spell.
To do that?
What do you mean, who told me to do that?
Why would you do that?
I just thought I couldn't spell. I didn't know what it was.
Because I thought it was Tasmanian he had on his arm.
Me and my sister.
I was just like, you know what? I'm not.
Me and my sister got the same tattoo.
Do you? Mm-hmm. That's y'all bonding.
It was a bonding session.
Okay.
At my brother's house one night.
Okay. Okay. Listen.
A lot of alcohol involved.
I'm not here to judge.
As long as you don't get face tats, you know, it's all good.
No, I'm not getting no face tats.
No face tats.
Okay. No face tats. So are you pro tattoo or anti tattoo?
I'm pro tattoo.
Okay. You have tattoos?
I have tattoos.
How many tattoos you have?
I have like a sleeve on this arm.
Your whole arm?
The whole shebang.
Oh, I never seen that before. Mm-hmm. Maybe because you always wear long sleeves. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't see your jacket.
Nature, so I always come in. Yeah.
So you got all on one arm, nothing on the other arm?
Nothing on the other arm. I've got one behind my ear and one on my waist.
So what does the one behind your ear represent?
It says have faith.
Have faith?
Mm-hmm.
Behind your ear?
Behind my ear.
You should like put it on the side of your finger or something. So you can point.
So I can point at
yeah.
people.
So
you have faith. You have faith. Yeah. And you have because
you're trying to pull it behind your ear. I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. Does that mean something, significance?
That just means have faith.
Okay.
Yeah, I carry that little note behind my ear.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Like a pencil.
Yeah. Okay. It's always there, the little.
Okay. Where are we starting at today? I'm anti-tattoo.
Anti-tattoo?
Yeah, he is. Yes. Anti a lot of things.
I don't believe in it.
Let's get into it one day.
Okay. Today's a good day. I can just good. I'm just you're not gonna convince me. Not gonna get a tattoo.
Why would you not get a tattoo?
I just don't have anything important enough to write on my skin. Like you know what kills me with tattoos? People just have a name. Like that's cool, but you didn't know your name.
Yeah, I don't get having your own name. No, I don't.
Like
I don't like the wings though. The little small wings people get on them.
On the chest?
I don't like it.
I don't like okay. Wings. Women with tattoos like high up here.
What does that mean?
Oh, cover the whole what's it called?
She
cleavage
drinks
and
Budweiser's.
She drinks Budweiser's? I don't know.
And she'll fight you. Like,
I don't know. I just
she's
and Coke 45's.
She chews Newports.
Tattoos. Okay.
So she chews.
She chews on the end zone.
Does tattoos say something about people?
I don't think so.
I think it used to. I don't think now it does.
Now it doesn't.
Because it's become because so many people. Get.
But I know a ninth grader with like 10 tags. I was like, what have you been through?
I saw somebody.
What have you been through, bro?
I saw somebody getting their, allowing their seventh grader to get a tag.
Please.
Of what?
I don't even know what it was.
I wish my seventh grader would.
It was posted on, they posted it on, so, my baby getting her first tat. I'm like, the baby in the seventh grade.
The baby is still a baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I was like, all right. I mean,
so you think it's a road we went down once everybody started getting tattoos?
Once everybody started.
Trickles down?
No, I think once everybody started doing tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when a lot of people do tattoos?
Because they became more accessible. Like, anybody could get a tattoo gun.
Yep.
And teach themselves how to tattoo. So yep. Now, oh, my cousin got a tattoo? Oh, well, shoot, I can go.
Mm-hmm. We go to your house.
Because I ain't going front. Like, if you got accessibility and you don't got to pay as much as going into a shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it looks like you didn't pay. Hey, you didn't pay nothing for that, right? I can tell which tattoo you went to.
There was one I got in college. There was a tattoo artist came to the dorm. And he was
That's the number one sign right there not to do it.
Man, I got the tattoo gone now.
Yeah, that's the one I have right here.
It faded.
Mine is faded. It's a mess now.
It faded all the way out.
Very much college.
So they didn't use good ink?
They didn't use good ink. It's very much college.
Pretty much college given.
Okay.
Right. He's giving up for how many? Girl, I'm on the way.
I'm on the way, yep.
Yeah.
See right. You in a second.
Okay. And so, nah.
Yes. That was a long intermission. That was a long introduction.
Introduction, to the show.
We're going to talk about something today.
Yeah, so Young Eddie. Or
Young Eddie.
Yeah.
How you feel about all the comedian beef? Since you trans comedian. So how you feel about all this stuff going on?
I don't really think there's a beef. I think there just needs to be like conversations had. You know what I mean? I don't really think there's a beef.
It's just their time.
It's just their time, and then comedians are funny, so of course they're gonna be dishing out stuff.
Okay.
That's gone. Stir the pot a little bit, but at the same time, be funny. Some of it, I think some of it is. I think some of it is too.
I think some of it is scripted.
If it's not scripted, I really think there's like a sort of they conspire before. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know.
It seems like
it's planned.
Like all of a sudden, it was Kat, and then it was this person, and then it's been grumblings before. Mm-hmm. Because they've always had, like, people have always had. Oh,
I don't think it was new stuff said, though. It was just kind of stuff that already.
It was already stuff.
Yeah, but now it's with the explosion. I wouldn't even say, because social media's always kind of been a thing since it's been out, but it's exploded in recent years, especially since COVID.
Yeah.
Now you got people trying to go viral over anything.
Over any and everything.
So if you get the right person in the right seat, you ask them the right questions, bingo.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. And I mean, you know. You can't fault the podcaster or the interviewer
for
egging it on. But at the end of the day, I think that's what a lot of it is tied to. Because even the Mike Epps and
Shannon
thing.
They fell out.
Like, and then just like that, they was good.
They were good again. I think it's more publicity
than
anything else. But I enjoyed Cat Williams sitting down with what he said.
Yeah, I mean. Some of it, I just think some of it was exaggerated.
It was exaggerated, but the Good Morning Steve Harvey's hair was fake.
Yeah.
Sent me.
Yeah. Steve Harvey's hair been fake for a minute. Until that's why
I didn't know that on the Steve Harvey show. Until it was after it was done. Yeah. I didn't know his hair was fake.
I want to touch it now. There's somebody.
Well, he can't touch it now because he goes bald. He just wears bald hair.
He needs to bring that back. And just let people
just let people go or lift it.
There's somebody here in Florence who does like
pieces.
Yeah, he does.
There's somebody I know that got a hair piece. Looks horrible, but
hey, when people get on the island, I'm not saying nothing about that. Who is this person you speak of?
Do we know this person?
Somebody else in the room knows who this person is.
I don't know this person.
Please, I don't know that to be true.
I know what it looks like. I do know you didn't have no hair. Now you got a whole head full of hair. Like, so you just gonna come out with all hair, whole head full of hair. You was bald headed.
Wow.
All right, cuz. If you're bold enough to leave and come back and your hair is
grown
and waves
and waves,
man. I'm so you know.
I went from a bald head to waves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still, and still has the edge up stuff on it.
It still has the beige sheen.
Like, why you still got the?
Nah, you, why you still got to put it on the sheen?
Nah, the chalk.
Like, the chalk, yeah, the chalk lines.
Why you got the chalk line and you ain't got no haircut?
You just had a wig. You just put it on.
And they put the chalk around the wig. No, please. I don't know.
I just didn't get it. But I'm not here to judge people. But I didn't get it. But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
I don't even want them to put chalk lines on my regular hair at all.
You gonna outline my wig? I'm mad now.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, that's it.
But he like it though. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Speaking of like, a lot of people liking a particular subject out there, in the social media streets. Eddie, you brought it up. What is that?
Is there ever really 50-50 in a relationship?
In finances or emotions? Finances?
I think the conversation is mostly about finances. Because when you say 50-50, people automatically dive into money.
Okay. Now, what does 50-50 look like? What does it sound like?
It sounds like everybody doing their share, almost like clean up.
Okay, so equal,
yeah, equal amounts of effort, equal amounts of time.
So if I have a $500 car payment and there's a $500 insurance payment, you make one, I make the other.
Mm-hmm. That's what they think 50-50 looks like.
That's what women think 50-50
looks like? No, that's what some people think 50-50 looks like. Because we can't say women because men indulge in this argument as well.
Okay.
No, I think men indulge in the latter part of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
The latter part of the argument is the woman having to bring something to the table.
Is that what bringing something to the table is?
That's what some of the conversation has been. Like, right. women should bring something to the table. And they, I think, should. The latter part of the argument that men are attacking is, okay, well, it doesn't, we're not necessarily saying it's 50-50. Whatever you have, we'll meet you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Where women are on the other side of the, on the former part of the argument are like, yeah, 50-50. It's got to be, you know, he's got to have this and he's got to have that and he's got to have this for me to give,
mm-hmm.
for me to give whatever portion I'm going to give to the relationship.
Right.
And I don't think, and it's solely focused on the issue I have with the argument is it's solely focused on the financial aspect of it, that mm-hmm. all the other aspects of a relationship go out the window that definitely need both parties to be working on,
mm-hmm.
not just finances. So now we're focusing on this part of the conversation. And although finances do play a part in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be the sole focus of what.
It shouldn't be. But the thing is, men are having this conversation as well. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so we always like to say that men are just doing this, blah, blah, and women are doing this, blah, blah, blah. We're all doing the same things, the same conversations. We coming on the ladder end.
What do you mean? You're doing the same things?
We coming on the ladder end. Saying that we'll meet you wherever you are.
Mm.
We have women that do that too, because I'm one of those women. You get what I'm saying? That we'll meet you where you are. And then you have men that come in and like, you have to have blah, 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 blah in order to be with me too.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Men can't make demands. Only women can make demands.
Women can't either. Not in this day or time.
You can.
We absolutely cannot.
It's way more acceptable woman making
demands.
It's
not as acceptable as you think. It's only acceptable when we get in these small rooms and you only have two men giving their opinion.
No.
No,
we're talking about one area, finance.
In the area of finance, no. That's, the conversation is not the same anymore.
Okay, but when I mean women are used to demanding,
mm-hmm.
it's throughout a relationship.
Yes.
So women can request things of men
mm-hmm.
that aren't necessarily required of them, and men are more likely to accept these things. Coming mm-hmm. to a woman saying 50-50, you sound broke, mm-hmm. whether you're broke or not.
That's
you sound desperate.
It sounds the same thing for a woman, though.
No, it does not.
If we come in and say this is what we're required, it always gets pushed to the back burner of we're asking for too much. And so if we tell you all that you're asking for too much, then we don't give enough anyway to be asking for anything.
Well, you just can't make all the demands at once.
Mm-hmm.
But I do truly believe now men are more accepting of a woman's request or demand more so than a man is to a woman.
I can't agree with you with that one. We just have to agree on that one. Because I've been in situations where it's not been like that.
Well, you
get what I'm saying?
But I'm saying not personally to you,
mm-hmm.
in general.
In general. It's still not, times are different.
Men go for it way more than women.
And men are different. Maybe this is a age demographic thing. You get what I'm saying? Where men are different these days. Okay. They're just the bottom line.
I understand the different part. Mm-hmm. But how are they different?
They're different. Is they ask and demand the same ways that women do.
Well, see, first of all, that's not going to work.
That's why it doesn't. Because, but they do.
Because men and women aren't equal.
Never will be equal.
And I don't mean equal as in men are greater or women are less, mm-hmm. or women are greater or men are less. Mm-hmm. Throughout the course of any relationship, there's going to be a time where someone has to take on a bigger burden of any situation.
That's any relationship.
Any relationship.
Friendship, but strictly platonic. Yeah, family.
And I think for the guidelines of relationship, mm-hmm. when men revert to what they think women want mm-hmm. and think it has to be equal, it'll never be equal because it never will.
And that's, of course, it's all about balance, but that is not what we're working with in the generalization of everyone. That's not mm-hmm. what we're working with.
So a man can come to a woman and say, I expect you to do 50% of something?
They will. They will.
Why would a woman even listen to that?
Has a man told you that before?
We have this conversation all the time.
Who? Women or men?
Both sides. This is based on speaking to multiple people, mm-hmm. multiple men, multiple women. Men are demanding the exact same things that women are.
Well, though, first, I think, and I don't want to say you went wrong, but this is where I think you went wrong. Mm-hmm. You're classifying everybody as a man. Some people are just male because of their anatomy.
Well, the male species, they're having
okay, well, having, well, well, males.
Males right now are having the same conversation. And I think that's where it gets tiring. You get what I'm saying?
Well, why would a woman listen to that conversation?
Y'all listen to ours. The same thing. Y'all, we might not have to entertain it. We don't have to deal with it. You get what I'm saying?
We don't have a choice.
You have a choice.
I don't want to talk to men all day.
But you do have a choice.
No sausage parties for me.
I mean, I get it, but you do have a choice now. How? I'm not going to say you don't have a choice.
I don't think you do. If somebody has, in any relationship, mm-hmm. someone has to be a leader, mm-hmm. someone has to be a follower. Mm-hmm. And during those course of relationships, the leader may be the follower and the leader mm-hmm. may... Right. Be the follower, and the follower may be the leader.
It's going to be a change of power.
All the time. Mm-hmm. So if you come into a relationship expecting a woman to carry the burden mm-hmm. of the relationship, I just think you set off an imbalance.
You have.
So
you have.
So when a woman hears a man make that demand, mm-hmm. she should run immediately.
Mm-hmm. But that's what happens though.
Yeah, but that's.
I think that's not why. I think that's what happens. I think that.
What happens? See,
that's what happens.
No, it sounds like they argue with you. Or not you, but yeah, they talk to him. Like, oh okay. That's what you want. I'm cool. Want. Thank you.
Yeah, they'll have the conversation. Just be like, oh, well, great. I've had that conversation before. I was like, well, glad I know.
And that's it.
That's it.
So when he says 50-50, he means just getting a cable bill and splitting it down the middle?
50-50.
And we're talking about married people, we're talking about people in a relationship.
Right.
People in a relationship.
It's different than.
It's a little different than a married couple.
Yeah.
So you might have a little more leaning of a conversation mm-hmm. about 50-50 with a person you're dating.
With the person you're dating, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think men have to protect themselves in the capacity of, why would I take care of you? Mm-hmm. You're not even committed to me paperwork-wise.
Right. Women feel the same way, too. Why would I provide anything for you and we're not doing anything paperwork-wise?
But if we're doing something together, like we have a apartment together, mm-hmm. that's together. Mm-hmm. It's not you doing, you got to have somewhere to stay, I got to have somewhere to stay. Right. We just chose to stay together.
But,
well, so I'm that should probably,
yeah,
that probably should be that. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm asking you to adjust your life to accommodate my life,
right. mm-hmm.
then I think the financial responsibility falls on me a little more. But if we're both working, trying to get to a point right. to get something
yeah.
else,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
it can easily be 50-50.
It can easily be 50-50.
Yeah, and that's somewhat appropriate.
Right.
But for me to be splitting tabs with you at the table is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Two cards. Yeah. Like, whoa.
That's crazy. Damn.
That's
yeah.
So that's what I think. Why when you say 50-50.
Can you split the bill in half, please?
Yeah, because you probably shouldn't go out.
You shouldn't go out. You
shouldn't go out
that.
At all.
You shouldn't be dating.
No, or you we need to order $25 worth of food.
Exactly, but you should not
that
be
that
dating.
I can pay for it.
The 2 for $20.
So whatever it is, as long as I can pay for it.
If you at the table sweating when they come get that tab and mm-hmm. you shaking, you do not mm-hmm. need to be.
Do you think finances are important?
I think finances are important, but I think we put too much emphasis on the finances.
Meaning?
Meaning there are other parts of relationship that are important outside of finances. You know?
Okay.
Okay, I will say, I think maybe not finances, just a slight disagreement. Mm-hmm. Maybe not finances are important, but how a person manages their finances.
Mm-hmm. It's all about management.
Are important.
Okay, how do you know how I manage the money?
I think if you're having conversation and you...
Yeah.
You could, through conversation and getting to know a person, you may not ask them how much money they have or whatever, but spending habits, and you've said this to me a lot, CL, and I've learned a lot from you in this aspect of a person's relationship with money can sometimes dictate how they move, and you could tell what their relationship is with money because it'll dictate wholeheartedly how they move and how they do things.
Yeah, but that's not the lack of money.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the lack of.
It's about management.
It's about managing the money that you do have, because you can date it. Like somebody said, if you broke, you shouldn't be dating. Well, if I can manage my money, we may not be able to go here, or I may not need to date you.
Well, why do we need to go there?
No, I'm yeah, it doesn't matter if we're spending time. To me, doesn't matter if we're spending time. It's a, you know, but I'm just thinking like a person's management of their finances is the deal, because I think a person can have money or have finances and not be able to manage their finances.
Yeah.
There's people that got $100,000 jobs and never have money.
And are in debt.
And or in major
serious
debt.
Serious debt.
Yeah. You know, so it's the management of what you have. And then there's people who make $30,000, $40,000 and always can travel, don't have a lot of debt, do what it's needed to do and budget fine. So I just think it's the management of the finances. I think it is what has become a thing is the, well, he got to have money. He got to make this amount of money. Mm-hmm. Well, if he makes this amount of money and he can't manage that amount of money, then how good is he or her to the situation of what you guys are trying to build?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I said? She's not a dime if she can't manage a dollar.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and so going on a trip and blowing money, having a good time, and then you coming back and you can't pay your basic necessities, your light bill is behind and all that. What are you doing? You know, like there will be signs. There will be signs. Your hair is done, but you're having a problem paying your cell phone bill. None of that makes sense. You know, there will be signs.
There will be signs. Okay, now say a person has money. This is where I think the relationship of money comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a scarce mentality. They say they have all the money you need.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not willing to give it up. So now it's just a money problem, because he has the money. Applying the money to you, maybe the issue, because that's not a money issue to me.
But are we?
Or I still want you to pay your 50%, because of my relationship with money.
In the relationship, are you investing the money into the person or into the relationship?
You have to decide which is one.
Yeah, you have to be that's what I'm saying. Between the two.
Because I think you should be investing into the relationship where, you know, I'm paying.
You should invest into the person?
Investing in the relationship is investing in the person.
No, they're two separate things. To me.
To you?
To me, I think they're two separate things.
Okay.
I may want my woman to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe her budget allows her to get her nails done twice a month. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably best if she always has them done or always has her hair done.
Mm-hmm.
Not in excess, but because just, it also makes you feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I might invest in you as a person so you understand how to better take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But what I might be doing for the relationship is separate than from what I do for the individual. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to do something specifically for you that has nothing to do with our relationship.
Because you can pour into the relationship and neglect the person.
See, but
say it again now.
Because you can almost put into the relationship and still somehow like neglect the person.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I guess it's a better way of looking at it. But to me, when you say, hey, I'm going to, because I want her to look good, feel good, and show her the importance of,
it's for me too.
It's for you too.
Yeah.
So that's why I say investing in her is an investment in the relationship.
No, that's not. It's two separate things.
But investing in her affects the relationship.
Affects investing in two different things.
Yeah, but if you're making an investment in the person, you are then in turn maybe.
No, I'm solely investing in you. So it has an effect on our relationship because you're going to feel better. not entitled, better.
But doing that also makes you, it's also for you, you said as well, right?
No, it's selfishly for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, it's,
if I get a haircut every week, you not gonna look like a bum. I can't have you looking like a bum. Like, it's just a, like, why would I have you looking crazy? Like, you gonna make me look bad. You might just need to look, just like women get men and clean them up all the time. Mm-hmm. Men sometimes have to do that with women. So if that makes you feel better, makes you present better, it makes your world better. Because sometimes.
Yeah, I did that once.
Sometimes there's a lot of dudes around here. They just really need to take a shower and get a haircut, put on some new drawers, clean a t-shirt, and they'll not be so angry. They won't be as angry. And you can still be broke. But you, at least you feel good about what you got going on.
Whole time you just do it.
That's all you need to do. That's all you, man, go take a shower. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't run there and wash. Take a shower. Take a shower. So okay. Get you about 10 minutes in there. Just decompress. Mm-hmm. But investing so in a person.
It affects the relationship.
It affects the relationship. It affects it.
Okay. So then that means that, my verb, then that means what I said was wrong.
Well, I just disagree with you. I didn't say you were wrong.
No, I'm just saying, I would say that, because that's kind of what I wanted, the way you put it, mm-hmm. is kind of what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't say, because to me, investing in the person is investing in the relationship. That's what that was my thought on it, is okay. Like taking them to dinner, taking trips and whatever it is you can, investing in them, showing them a good time.
Well, that's not investigating. That is... I think that is towards the relationship.
So like trips.
And a dates. Trip for us.
Uh-huh. For us. Yeah.
Is investing in a relationship.
Okay. Okay.
That's not investing in a person. So I took this trip for us. Okay. If I go to dinner, I'm going for us, not you.
Even though she gonna pick it.
I'm okay with you picking it. I'm okay with you. I've given into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She, and the only reason, like me personally, in my relationship, I would prefer her to pick the restaurant, mm-hmm. because she has all kind of food stuff and she don't feel like that. Even though you eat Italian every day, now you don't feel like Italian when I suggest it. It's fine. I've just accepted it. Mm-hmm. Even though I still want to pay, I have accepted it. Right. As long as we keep a certain price point, this is it.
Right. Yeah.
So it shouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. So concede.
Right.
Like, concede. Mm-hmm. That's when you say 50-50. I don't ever think it's 50-50.
I don't think it's ever 50-50 either.
I'm conceding and I'm paying. That's not 50-50.
I don't think it's
50-50
either.
At all. I understand that she may do things for me that mm-hmm. I won't even understand that she's making a sacrifice in.
To do.
Right.
And I think a lot of times women think men know the level of sacrifice they have made to do certain things.
No, we have to tell y'all. That's what I wish women knew. Like, we some.
You do have to explain it. You don't have to. Don't tell me. Just explain it to me.
That's what I mean. But explain.
It's gonna take a few times, but I can't understand.
That
don't
we have
yell
to lay that to y'all, because y'all really don't be. You know, y'all be in y'all own little man world, doing y'all man thing.
Yeah, but I just don't. But it's vice versa, because y'all don't know.
We don't know either.
And then man be like, "Well, I had to do all this stuff and work all these other, like this. If I did it." For you or in spite of you, mm-hmm. I don't think I should tell you about it. Mm-mm. I think women want to tell you about it.
I don't know.
All I've been doing my whole life, what?
Yeah.
No?
Nah.
No, what? What are you saying nah to?
I don't think it's necessary to tell somebody like the little stuff that you've done to make their world. I guess what you feel makes their world. A little
better space.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would prefer I just keep it myself. But there are certain things in relationship women will let you know.
Yeah.
But we don't see it as a sacrifice.
Yeah. And that's a conversation for another time, but yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you cook. I know it was a sacrifice, but you was off today. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Kind of had about 16 hours you could have, you know, do these oodles and noodles together. But I'm sorry about all the sacrifice you had to make.
I can't relate that conversation.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I can't relate. That's why I ain't saying nothing. I can't relate.
I'm just saying.
I cannot.
Oh, what is it? You cooked for me, but you ate too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't really cook for me, but okay. I get the gist of what you're trying to say, but
I cooked for you too.
Yeah, I didn't pick this meal. You picked the meal too. So I'm just eating, but okay. So the 50-50 conversation kind of is, it usually starts about finance, mm-hmm. but it's so much more.
It's so much more. And it's never 50-50.
Never.
If you're in a relationship, never. Sometimes somebody's going to be giving 80, the other person 20, 60, 40. It just.
All the time.
It goes back and
forth. It's going to be a back and forth.
And it's going to be back and forth.
When you put numbers on it, it almost feels like keeping score.
Mm-hmm. And once you start keeping score, that's, you're headed for like.
Yeah. I will always say you're not enjoying yourself if you can tell me everything you've done.
Have you run off the list? Like, I did this.
Have you been writing this down?
Yeah.
And you did this.
Yeah. Like the guy that had the spreadsheet. His wife didn't have sex with him for a year.
And he made a spreadsheet
of every excuse she had for every day for like 300. Like, that's petty, but he is factual. Like, hey.
These are the facts.
We had sex 3 times this year, and this is the reason why we didn't have sex.
Yeah, when you start tallying up things, you're headed for a downfall.
The downfall?
That's just, you can't miss it. You're headed for a downfall.
Man.
So why do women just don't like facts?
The same way that men don't like feelings. I guess we don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right.
That doesn't make it right.
But, okay, this is the difference with me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue your feelings. Your feelings are 100% correct.
Right. But that's where y'all come in. It's about balance. Y'all help us to think logically. Yeah. And we help you to feel what
that's
you
not
cannot
facts.
Feel.
But that doesn't mean I don't feel. I just don't apply my feelings to every situation.
But that only comes with involvement, because we do have women that apply facts over feelings. You get what I'm saying? It just matters where you're at.
That's usually when they're leaving. They have all the facts lined up.
No, if you got facts over feelings, a lot of these women wouldn't get involved with a lot of the men they have when they start using facts over feelings. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. They don't.
Yeah.
They think they're special.
They think they're special.
They know they're
special.
But
when you start using facts over feelings, you realize that, no, I'm not, this is going to be the same thing. You get what I'm saying? I'm not the prototype.
Yeah, but they always act surprised.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
They do be like.
Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised.
I didn't know you would do this. I did this with my last 3 girlfriends.
Right.
What are you talking about?
And I told you about it.
I told you I was a cheater.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with men. You all think logically, but then you expect women not to come in and, hey, this is how I feel. And bank on everything on their feelings. So you expect her to come in thinking like you think. And you know that women are not like that. You know
no, I mean? But I think you have to know that and be realistic.
And be realistic.
Because that's why I always say women don't know what they want.
Mm.
And but if a woman said that about men, I would not feel any different.
Yeah, I can say that. I think people really don't know what they want until they get it.
We're talking about men and women.
Men and women, people.
Men and women. There's a lot of different people.
Oh, Lord. Just men
and women. So we can't just. I'm talking about the two. The people who want to call themselves men.
Are generally, they really don't know what they want. They get it, and then they get the person that they want, right? They really don't get exactly what they know they want. They get the person that they want, and then they try to. It's a lot of manipulation and.
Well, that's like a Rubik's Cube?
Like a Rubik's Cube, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, need and wants are two different things. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like facts and feelings.
Yeah.
I know what you said you want it, but usually what we think we want
is not what
it's not what we need at all. So that's what I mean when I say they kind of don't know what they want.
They
know what they think they want.
Mm-hmm.
You want this.
Try to force it.
You know, you want this romantic, serenading type dude writing poems and doing this.
And you're not in the environment for it.
Yeah, he in there all in his navel. He got incense.
He's from the Shea Butter community.
I can't put this on the Shea Butter community because of my next statement.
Okay.
But you want him to be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't work. But he's very in touch.
He's
very in touch. He y'all grounded. Y'all doing
y'all
yoga.
Y'all
yeah, your heart.
He needs some check stubs.
But he don't work. I don't like working conventional jobs.
He out there
like
putting his feet in the grass.
And then you have women that'll go for that. But I feel sorry for y'all girls. I can't have it.
Okay. Well, I mean, but they getting what they want.
They getting what they want.
That's not necessarily
that's
what,
not
they,
what
need.
They need.
Maybe they just need half of the shea butter.
Because now when your bills are due and they're all in here together, you like, but you ain't got no job. But you knew this when you got him.
Mm-hmm. You feel good, though.
You paying for the yoga.
And it's what you wanted.
And now he got oil in his belly button.
Yeah. And that's wild.
With the oil you bought.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your baby oil he putting in his belly button.
Mm-mm, no, it's deeper than that, bro. Not baby oil. Mm-mm. They got special oil.
They got special oil.
I forgot. What
dropping
is it?
Some tea tree.
Something different.
Tea tree?
Yeah, eucalyptus.
Okay.
It's this, oh,
yeah,
no.
This bigger. It's bigger than me, man. You need to check this out, man.
It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Yeah, people out here. You got friends who all they...
Who?
You do.
I got friends that...
I don't.
You the one brought it up.
Because I'm
aware of
this.
You got buddies holding their belly buttons?
I don't know
all his friends, so I assume some of them do. I don't know. Some people he talk about, I'm like, he's a...
I do not.
No, okay.
I do not.
Okay, because... Money is a factor.
Money is a factor.
But sometimes you have to manage the expectations of the person who wants the money.
Mm-hmm. And then realize who you're getting beforehand. Because I think...
Oh, we don't never know that.
We never know. You can tell who we can try to choose better people. That's the thing. Choose better people.
Choosing better people comes from conversation. Have conversation to find out who this person is before mm-hmm. you decide to go.
Do you ever really know who a person is?
You'll never generally know everything about a person that you're with, even if you've been married forever.
If you're observant, I think you could pick up on things.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
If you're observant, like I said, the management of money, right? And how a person relates about money. If the woman that you're with is consistently from the early outset, discusses how her, like, let's say a former, her ex was giving her money and how much she enjoyed the fact that he gave her money. And how much she would spend her own money on her and use his money. Because I've had a conversation with a person like that
before.
Women
tell you stuff like that?
And like it's nothing. And for me, I know that's not the type of woman for me.
They don't respect you.
Could not be.
Because why would you tell that?
Well, I think some people feel like it's normal. So they just, in the getting to know you phase, speak of these different things like it's normal.
Right. I would think they're lying to me.
Yeah, and then ladies, you don't ever go in, and men too, you don't go in telling what the last person did for you. Or what they didn't do or what they did not do.
You shouldn't do that?
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Yourself?
Mm. Agree.
You agree?
I don't think that's a good idea. Hmm. I feel like
something we live by?
That's not something
I think sometimes you could.
But I think that's something you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can make the mistake at times of discussing your former relationships too in depth,
mm-hmm.
and then it's almost like painting a picture for the new person of things that have happened,
mm-hmm. And how they think that you will be with them,
and how they think that you will be with them when in essence it's a totally different situation. Different. Uh-huh. So I've been guilty of doing that, and I have, and I've had to learn to not.
So is that not being transparent?
No, I think you can.
You can be transparent, but you know we don't want to know everything.
You can be transparent without oversharing.
Don't tell me.
Do y'all would you tell a man that he's oversharing?
Yeah, I would.
You would try to warn him?
Yeah, I would say it. I'd be like, that's too much. If I felt that it was too much,
But you saying I felt like it's too much, that's not telling me I'm oversharing.
Like, you can tell when somebody's oversharing. You know, some things are just not appropriate to share so soon. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's certain conversations that you don't want to have early in the beginning. And I feel like it just be like, well, thank you, but no thank you. You know what I mean? I think we all tend to overshare, especially when we're getting to know somebody and we're interested and you like them. Of course, you're going to overshare at times. That's almost human nature in a sense.
Especially if you're comfortable with the person.
Comfortable with that person.
Like, a conversation is good and flowing and you can kind of find yourself having a conversation about things that have happened mm-hmm. in past relationships, even if you know you shouldn't have gone that in depth with it, but you feel that comfortable with the person. Mm-hmm.
Well, shouldn't the person know you first? Know more about you
Before you get into what happened, and that's what we tend not to do.
But
and
it's I think a fine it's, line.
It's a fine line. I think it's also due with a lot of anxious attachment styles that we have today because uh-huh. I want to get to know you, so I'm going to just... open the floodgates of all the information I have about myself.
So what you're saying is men should lie.
Men shouldn't lie. I'm not saying that. Nor should women lie. Nobody should be lying.
Nobody
should be lying.
Okay.
But there is a point you have to put a stop on. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Like, not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not yet. Okay. So, I mean, that's fair. Mm-hmm. But I think we kind of let people sink themselves.
Mm-hmm. Really fast.
Yeah. So why is that?
Again, I think it's a more of anxious attachment thing. Okay. Like, okay. Especially with social media. I think everybody's feels so the need to be like connected all the time. And yeah. I feel that connection comes through oversharing as well.
So you saying that's what Youssef style is, oversharing? I'm asking for a friend.
I'm the friend.
But you're here.
Yes, so then you don't have to ask for
me. If Neek was here, I would say Neek and Youssef. But no, you're here.
No, you would not, because you always go to me.
I'm asking. You always say,
I'm concerned. So Youssef?
I'm concerned about you.
I'm concerned about you too, but I do not do that.
Well, you can. Well, there's a reason why you don't have to do that, because I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it.
No, but I wouldn't do it either.
Okay.
Well, no, well.
We do. And just as a people, we have a tendency to.
Because I'm secretive.
I've been told I don't open up enough. Like, I'm not. Okay. Like, I guess I don't put everything out in my feelings and all that, because I feel like it's not appropriate at that time yet. Yeah, it's just not appropriate at that time yet.
I don't get that.
Like, just to put all my feelings out there and just boom.
Mm-hmm. But feelings aren't supposed to be put out there. I don't know why.
Like, so early on, no.
Later, either.
Later, either.
No, I don't even know all your feelings.
Yeah. Like,
because I don't think women could handle a man telling everything he felt.
Yeah, and even though men seem, it comes off as if you can handle it, y'all just don't too much like it. So I don't think
that could be some truth.
Right,
to that.
Right. So I don't think it's very wise for anybody to just come in just dumping all their feelings, and you know what I mean. Just dumping, just being a complete open book so soon is just, it's just too much. Mm. It can be too much at one time.
Okay. So when women come off with the 50-50, what do you bring to the table? A man has to have these things.
A woman should say, "Do perceived? I have these things?" She should say, "Do I have these things first?"
She might.
Yeah.
Might. But she's not required to have all those things to be in a relationship.
Yep, that's true.
A woman can come as they are and be fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, yeah. I think a woman can more so than
women
a man.
Women can just show up. Men just can't show up. Unless you're
more
that,
so than a man.
You know, that 5th percentile of just, he's God gift to women. And they just accept you. Because there are people in that class. Women will.
Instantly.
I got a cousin who lives off women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 5 baby moms, but he.
And he still.
He always still has a woman he's living off of. Like, he works sparingly.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Glad I'm not that woman.
Yes. But he's rather handsome from what I understand.
Oh.
Out here in the streets. You know?
Oh.
But he finds them like they, I mean, talking about good job people too. Now, I ain't talking about nobody who just working in a regular job. I'm talking about
and I think that's
well educated.
That's when women start turning to, I'll take you as you are. When they get to.
But why isn't that acceptable?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's when most women get to that point. When you make a certain amount, it's like.
I would
just,
like to be taken care of.
Yeah, just like, as long as you.
I would have no problem. I have no problem with that.
House husband.
Long cook? As you're for me. Sure. It doesn't matter what all you day. Have, what you have going on, as long as you're for me. That's usually
and bring
after
food
she's,
to you.
She's so, entering under tax bracket.
Okay, so then that 50-50 doesn't apply.
Mm-mm, it doesn't.
And 50-50 is not always financial.
It's not always financial. And it's not always going to work.
It's
not always going to work.
Who do you think people shoot themselves in the foot trying to date?
I do. Sure? I think there is like times where they're not. It's not appropriate to be dating.
Sometimes, yeah,
it's not appropriate to be dating.
Yeah, I think
where you are personally in your life.
Yeah, your person in life is not appropriate to date.
So, what does that look like? No commitment.
No.
It looks like don't go out. There's certain times in life you don't need to be bothering any damn body. Leave them people alone. Leave them alone. Let them be. Mm-hmm. Seriously, if you're just gonna walk around damaging people, you don't need to be dating anybody.
Yeah,
why?
Because you haven't dealt with yourself.
You haven't dealt with yourself. And if you can't master being alone, and if you believe in any higher power, if you know that solitude is the best way to go. And figuring things out, figuring yourself out. That's how you deal with yourself. And that's why people don't like being alone. That's why they rush into things so fast. Because I have to deal with all my issues.
Really?
I have to deal with me now.
I have to sit with mine.
I have to sit with myself. And this is why this didn't work. This
so
is
as soon
why,
as something's not working
at.
With somebody else, they're on the phone with somebody else.
They're on the phone with somebody else.
Making late calls.
And can make calls, like, just like that. They're on to the next person. because that person, no, I, makes me feel good. Because sitting by myself doesn't feel good, because now I get to see all my flaws. This is where I failed at. Yes, I'm possessive. No, I don't make enough money. Yes, I'm controlling. I can be domineering. I did overshare. I wasn't a good partner. This is where I'm falling short in my life. You have to sit and think about those things when you're alone. Mm-hmm. Somebody else comes around and all that dopamine and serotonin is flowing through your blood. You feel great. You
okay, just because it's new.
Just because it's new.
Yeah, because it's new, yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow. Wowzers.
Yep.
Okay, brother, you said we discussed, got to the bottom.
Yeah, and you know, we'll have a new episode for you.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes, we will.
Eddie Griff, thanks for sitting in as usual.
Thanks for having me.
Dropping bombs and jewels. I don't know why you made that face, but okay.
Perspective. It's all about perspective.
How can the people find you?
You can find me on Facebook at Eddie Griffin. Don't look for me anywhere else. I'm on Twitter watching nasty things.
Okay. All right.
See you
in solitude?
In solitude. By myself.
Okay. All right.
In the dark.
Okay.
My moo-moo and my rose.
Okay. Whoa. I don't know. I want to retract my last okay, because I was not expecting you. I know what a moo-moo is. And I'm not. So I do retract my last okay. I do not agree.
We he might does need to edit that out.
No, I do not.
Rose.
Nothing.
CL, this is a disclaimer that CL
yeah,
does not
I don't agree with any of
with
that.
The rose.
Any of that.
I, however, agree.
All right, CL, how can the people find you so we can get you out of
here? I'm not following that up. That ain't none of my business.
You can find us at RELSTAT Podcast on all social media platforms. Remember to join the conversation in the Relationship Status Advice Group, on the Relationship Status Messenger Board, and at the Relationship Status page on Facebook. Until the next time, y'all, we're out.